It's time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and the man at the helm is none other than Kevin Watson, a.k.a. Sluggy. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, manners and respect. Greetings to one and all. It's a wonderful day, you know. I just get fired up, silly, because it was sad, but it's still use this moment to teach, you know, just came from a workshop and a seminar and has some representatives there from all over the world. And Coscat was there as well. And they considered because they say in a public forum and represented from CRS. And Coscat told us that 80% of the royalties that are collected in Barbados, hear this number, bro. This comes from Coscat. That way bring Alf here because Alf was the master of ceremonies at the seminar. The seminar workshop. Alf.
Workshop.
Good. See, the representative from Coscap said that 80%, get a mic, Alf, please. 80%. 80%, see, listen to this, of all royalties goes outside. And it's more like 80 something, because you know, 80 flat of our royalties. 80% of the royalties collected are from overseas acts.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's from radio stations, whether it's because from FETs, whatever. Because FETs is just pay licenses, fees, you understand? But 80% of the money collected. So she said that she collect $350,000. 80% of $350,000.
Big slice of the pie.
Bro, as a musician and an educator and someone who trying to push the youth, right? That had me feel like so disheartened, like real talk. It is so sad because that like I seen so the DJs, people in power, these ain't got no friends that sing. Like, I mean, like, after you know you growing up, you will go a buddy that sing, you will go a buddy that's DJ, like, you will go a buddy that's play trumpet. Like, these ain't got no friends. How can we send 80%? How can we send 80% of the money overseas? And don't get me wrong, like, I love my overseas brothers and sisters too. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying don't play them. It could be 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
80 to 20. It's saying no, boy. You see today, I know one day I can't do. And that's part of the reason why you do Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. One day I can't do, but today I got to hear some music. And like, I was so glad that you was there.
Why?
Because you know, like, everybody know, like, I might exaggerate so that it could make people do more. You understand? So yeah. Everybody know like it'd be a bit passionate. But I'm glad a man like you was there. You know what I mean? And the people that say it, bring them in next week. So that's why I'm moving.
Yeah,
the people that said it, I'm bringing them in next week. See, Lee, be no for real. Because I need the public to hear this. Because I don't know if anybody feel how I feel. But suppose anyway public hear this. Suppose your child is a singer. I know people that they got children that sing, children that play sax, children that drum. You want to tell me that in Barbados, it can't be a musician, it can't be an artist. 80%, no, like, I'm not happy with that at all. And I ain't pleased, and I'm not even blaming the government. I ain't blaming NCF, I'm blaming, but you know who blaming? I'm blaming myself. So I just leading the way by example, because it was that talk only do so much. You know what I mean? And this Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. So we start the train. So I ain't blaming nobody. I ain't blaming Sluggy. See, you Sluggy, you got to push more Bajan music. I let people hear and feel guilty and say, well, man, I can follow he. Because, like, that ain't good enough, bro. Like, that ain't good enough at all. And sorry for not saying good evening, but we all know it's manners and respect every time it comes on the air. But I just want you all to hear that. And that is startling. If they collect $350,000, if they collect $350,000, if they collect $40, if they collect $50, 80% of that do not stay in Barbados. So even like you paying foreigners who spend about some here, 80% silly goes outside, never to return. No, I'm not an economist, but I'm a cultural practitioner. You understand? And whether it's one by experience or by qualification, that's why I'm glad I could talk the way I talk, because I live in both worlds. I live in one world. I do what you all say, people, like we should do. No one in front of the ghetto, when I hire theirs, when I just talk. No, I went in one of the schools, I got educated in one of the school system, and then at one of colleges, so I just stopped in school. And then at universities, like London College of Music and so on. So I live in one of the world, and then I live in my world too. You know what I mean? So it's blame both, because I could. So I blame my friends and family too. I die real off. I blame my friends and my family too, Seeley. Because when I say like a singer, the office tell me a singer like time, Seeley tell me, you like you got a good voice, he tell me so already. So I ain't saying it. You know what I mean? Randy say all the time. Not people that say. So when they tell me that I can sing. But still, 80% of the music going outside, when I lay into me. That how I see it, I just being real. Well, when I land to me, like when I can't care about me. So I take it this thing personal, no. So let me see who support me and sort of love me. Let me see if we can do more. I ain't blaming the radio stations. I ain't blaming the government. Like I say, blaming we off. You got your phone? Go on YouTube and play a Beijing song and send it to somebody. Post in your WhatsApp status. Put it on Facebook. Report send from IG. You understand what I mean? You got your fat, hire off and pay.
Amen.
No, like after being from my heart.
I was
saying, I feel like crying, huh?
No.
The man
that brought it up was not what we call a homegrown Bajan. This is a gentleman who came here on vacation, Stephen Lubin, who is the head
CRS.
Okay? And he complimented what was said by Gil Callender from Tosca.
Thank you, after the names.
So that people can understand the credibility of what's going on here. So you had a Tosca presenting. And then Stephen came and said, when you go to Jamaica,
not well taught facts and numbers, not you talking can go well.
To the airport and you will see a big portrait of Bob Marley
and whoever else.
Yes, in Barbados when he went through, this was last week, he went through and he's hearing foreign music at our airport being played when he's getting ready to make his departure. So there was nothing there to entice him to take with him a piece of Barbados, which is serious. So at our airport, there's not even inside there, let's say, a big picture of Rihanna.
Actually, they did have one. I'm not sure if it's still
you
there.
You going back the past? No.
The reason why he said did is because I'm not sure if it's still there.
Right.
But I know they had one of her for sure.
Good. So he is saying that more of Barbadiana needs to be present.
And like the music too.
If you go to Queen's Park, tell me somewhere along the pillars or something, there's nothing there apart from the name of Daphne Joseph Hackett else that says this is a Bajan place that you can go to relax with your children and thing.
We're going to come to Queen's Park. Queen's Park is so full of young people. And there's not, what's going on in Queen's Park is a private thing by a private person.
Yeah.
Who knows as much as he know. You know what I mean? That's being real. He's not someone who's schooled. He just like it and feel he know. So he commend it for trying. You understand? But enough young people outside to walk about in park. You can ask, have you no pass? Yes. You tell me no pass. You tell me where young people be.
And it's safe. It's
and
safe.
Real buildings in Queen's Park. And then again, you know.
And it closed. So we need to, because the NTF and the government would have made these facilities available to you. So what we're saying is, look, book the venues, make something happen. We should be able to go to Queen's Park every Saturday for something. Even if it's to see Ife and his tilt walkers, because he used to do that years ago, teaching tilt walking there.
Even so, if, I agree, even if.
Yeah, something as simple as that to reflect Barbadiana, but it's not there. So the workshop was about songwriting. It's about how to capture the international market. It also looked at basically what came out. We're doing like our own. That's how the 80% came out. And it was said that between May and the 1st of August, you will hear a big container of local music.
Yeah,
because that's crop over. But come from August 2nd, we are going back playing the music from outside of Barbados. So the royalties are going out and not enough staying here. So the question was asked, shouldn't the obligation be on us to push our own music instead of calling repetitively for the other music that's out there? Hey, apart from Sluggish Program, which is 100% Beijing, what are the other stations doing to push our music? I mean, a concerted effort. So let's say this wasn't sponsored, would it still be on? I'm just asking.
This? Yeah.
Well, it's on and it is not sponsored.
Okay, good. Richmediacast.com.
What's the word? We are unsullied.
Which is good.
This has no budget. This.
We're good. So therefore, no we budget. Must thank David Ellis and Ronnie Clark and those.
Bruh.
Because
you don't know, bro. Like, we were saying there. I appreciate you saying there.
No. Because I listen to this program.
For real.
And it does. It's not only focused on the music, but it focuses on the culture of Barbados.
Which is imperative if you want to go forward. Because, like, if you go other shows, but at the station and they're playing Bajan music and you play, like, so of 20 or 30 songs late. But you see how you think on this station, like, nobody remember that. Like, we don't remember who went to Crown 3 years ago.
It is true.
So just coming and playing 20 billion songs, that ain't gonna mean that is not gonna create industry. What you there doing now? Sorry for cutting off, I'm gonna let you continue soon, but what you there doing now, and when you bring in people like yourself and when you get support from people like Seeley, who in the game long, who know the game long, could educate the people and keep putting certain songs, a certain name in people's brain and education to create that imprint. Because you can't take up 40 people and make 40 people popular off, it's not gonna happen. No. Sorry for breaking anybody's heart, but it's not gonna happen. So that you will see my Emmett Holler a shaka tank telling that pushing name enough, or Emmett Holler around. And enough time to push your name 10 times, you know what I mean? And because I know how stars are created and how we used to do it, how we even say we made barrels to do it all the time, you know, you got 60, 70 men on one show, we call this Beijing. But when you got a show, say you got Popcorn featuring Popcorn, so you know for sure who the feature artist Popcorn, so he big, you know what I mean? He can magnify what he doing, you understand me? What we try to do, just try everything on board, and we'll have a dart sticking, all right.
But we have to, and then we have
concentrated efforts.
We have enough of the elders who have documented work that we need forums like this to pass on the work. Like, yeah. I asked a guy here, do you know Addison Ford? Who?
Yeah.
You don't know Addison Ford? Addison Ford has about 6 books out. Addison Ford has done presentations on culture. He has written and six done books. Presentations on still licking.
You're right. Addison Ford, 6 books for real.
A cultural officer years ago at the NCF.
Yeah.
Dale Ford father.
Yeah.
Well, who he is? So we are not preserving the work of these people anymore.
Nah.
And don't tell me that young people ain't reading, because then you can take his work, get permission for him, give him the royalties, make that work now come alive on the internet in some way.
I pay if you got to. Yes. We paying 80% of we
right,
money,
so
bro.
Pay for the local.
Like, I ain't wanting no more excuses, you know what I mean? And I know the prices that we pay artists when they come here as well. And I know the money we spend on different things in Barbados.
Yes.
So you will hear with this man get $40 million in a contract to do whatever or build whatever. You know what I mean? We might
so you want 40 million to build the industry?
So like, you know what I mean? Like real talk.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And I mean no apology, because we might say, or other people might call in now and say, well, the government gotta do this, or this is more important, or building these things is more important. But for me, and I am not apologizing for this, the youth more important than everything. I don't care who hit me. I don't care if anybody listening to vets. Whatever one a billion, the 40 million is when I'm spending, the 400,000 is when I'm spending, whatever money when I'm spending, is any more important than the youth? Because I ain't giving a hint. The crime coming from the youth. Whether when I want to accept it or not, nobody 16 and 17 in shooting boat. It's youth that ain't got nothing to do that shooting boat, Alf. I guess being honest with one. So when I could build all when I want, build hold all the facts, hold whatever, spend all the money. You see if being spend that money from the youth? Barbers can still get worse and the industry can still suffer. And you see music, Alf, and art, not just music.
Art is the platform that can save a lot of these youths in schools. The art, I taught at the Alexandra School, and I had a group there that they were not full academics. Alexandra's a top school, by the way, but they were interested in doing other things.
Yeah.
I want you to understand that.
Yeah.
So this is a class that had
that's put it nicely.
No, yeah. I want to get a story. No, I had a class that had 28 students. Out of that 28, about 24 stopped them. I want you to understand it's 24. So when Jeff Broom said to me he wanted me to be form teacher at this form,
big away boy Jeff.
Yeah, I said, well, but Mr. Broom, you said, no, you are going to bring a different feel as a teacher. This is a class that had in Kimar Roach. You hear your name call? Super Kimar Roaches. Bruce Almighty, you understand?
Yeah.
A Johnny Lane.
Yeah.
I have girls in there who have gone on to be managers at banks and different things. This is a third form that when I went in there, a fellow got sent home the first day of school for 2 weeks. I said, how did this happen? How do you give trouble day one, Sluggy? And then I helped shape that fellow different and let him know that he belongs to this family, because he felt that he didn't belong. And I used the arts, I used drama, and every year was at that school. Alexandra went to the NIFCA finals. They won many awards. There wasn't an award that was available that didn't win. The 100% Beijing Award, the HIV Award, Best Director Year Award, Best Presentation, Best Ensemble
piece. Listen.
I used the arts.
Here we can tell you no. Here we can tell you no, man. Mm. Cool it and hush. Here we can tell you no, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you was at Alexandra, right? I had some friends, because every time I talk on this station, but people's wondering how old you really is, though.
Right.
He's 37 for two, you know what I mean? I remember back in that time, probably 2004 around there. Probably as soon as they come to the trains. It can't be forward, it got to be before or after. But anyhow, I remember I was watching this play, because my friends was in this play. But when my friends is who I'm practicing, it was captivated by, I claim it don't really captivate it, it means still slaves.
That may be your system.
And you know who those still slaves? Alf.
I should be typing, you can see
the version of it. At the time, he's like, you a beating right this here, though. Like, what wrong with this man, though? He gotta be saying, gotta be wrong with he inside. He gotta be going through saying, this can't be just knowledge and history. How them tell me you surprise with them, the different techniques that you assure them. Because you know, everybody, you might see a person doing something and think about it, that's naturally good. But being naturally good don't make you naturally great. Because nobody don't be naturally great, you'd be naturally good. You know what I mean? You work hard to get great. But when they was doing the acts and speaking about certain techniques, the still slaves off, it touched me. Thank and then you. I realized later, well, you're welcome, bro. But when I realized later, wait. You's the owl for real? Like, is you for real, right? Still slaves?
That's me.
Like, not being serious.
No, that's me. And that came out.
And I don't know if you know that you know still slaves. Like that.
You no, you know, you got me shocked. No. You got me shocked.
But either tick, either beard, then tick for real, real. Nah, like for real. Either tick for real.
You have it there?
Let me give you a minute.
Whoa.
A minute or so, huh?
You got it?
Whoa.
92.9, man. Beard already in my ring.
You might make me blush now. At that point, the students are farming a ship, a slave ship, coming across the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's not going to break into the chorus.
Avila, greetings I bring. Slavery on the book, done long ago, around the year of our Lord, 1834. The shackles broke, the colonists released the choke, and so we can use the ballot box, work free, and purchase our own lot. But
we sell slaves!
The shackles reappear in disguise, friend. We behave like we on a ship again. Bound, gagged, and whipped. Like helpless women and men. We behave like slaves again. Take this trip with us. You just might see yourself a slave. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, that piece came out of a workshop presentation where I realized during the lunchtime, the students, they had lots of energy and they were just moving around the school and I realized that they were very creative. And I said to a group, that's how the drama group started. I said, come on, you all flipping on stage and you all dancing. I said, come. And then some of these same students were getting involved in trouble with teachers. I said, man, that you all behaving like slaves only when masses are wrong, you all behaving. He said, sorry, me. And I had a session with them in the hall like for half an hour, explained to them slavery. Because our schools don't teach history, like for the whole school, they teach a certain set. But you can break down history in a way that it is relatable to the students.
That really deep for youngsters. Yes. You're talking 14 and 15 year olds?
Yeah, 14 and 15 year olds.
Because that really deep because, not crossing, but enough of we behave is because of that, you know?
Of course. So you explain that.
That really deep for to teach children, but go ahead.
And listen, before I got into the script, they can tell you, that's where they were telling you about how I prepared them for the stage.
Yeah.
For 4 weeks. See, they want you to understand.
Oh.
They were coming to the hall. And their game schools are our home clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the movement of the ship. I would tie them up, tie with one another, tell them sitting there for 5 minutes to don't move. I got them into the character first to understand what their ancestors went through. You see, when you do that and they understood that, when I gave them the words, then it made sense. So what you're hearing is out of workshopping with these students. A time I took them before there was the football field by the gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some tall bush there. I made them walk through that bush to reach the other end. I didn't know where the end was.
Wait, what?
Are you serious? Wait,
hold on. Slow down. Say, give me
no,
that.
No. Where are the football fields now?
Yeah, Alexandria.
No, at gymnasium.
At gymnasium.
Yeah, I took them from Alexandria. I took them up there. And I told them we have to get to the end, but we're going through the bush. The bush was 12 feet tall. And I said, we have to get to the end. I said, your four parents did not know where they were going. But they stuck together.
Oh, I get you.
And the sun hot.
We went through there.
So, and we made a path through. And then I came back then
you're
and rehearsed peace.
You know, there are no wells in the bush now.
No, but that ain't important in a way. Because as you maneuver, you have to look, you have to work. So if somebody had to fall down, you had to pull them up. You got to work together.
Nice boy.
So all that is workshopping the piece and getting them into that state. So when that piece went nifka, I mean, even backstage, your parents can recognize your children because the rule is when you are backstage, you're in character until you're ready to go on stage, you know. You don't go on stage and become character. You prepare from backstage. So let's say the NCF's call time was 5 o'clock. I would always get my performers there at 3:30. So for that 2 hours, we are in character. And when they were on stage, they were slaves. And they brought the story to the people. Because I believe in that. I believe in physical theater. I believe in getting you into playing that role. And there are a lot of plays in the hearts of our children, in the villages. And a lot of those students that we think are angry, a lot of them have stories inside of them that need to come out. And we need to find workshops to bring out these stories. Because they're hurting because they need that outlet. Mm. You see, theater, and theater is not only drama. You have spoken word as theater. Music is theater. Dance is theater. Allow them to express themselves in theater. When we do that, we will see liberation. The theater is in release for our children. The arts is a natural release for our children.
But with this, I don't want you to go on. I'm glad you're going on that part. I want you to go on. And good evening, LaShawna. Good evening. And I'm glad you come. And I'm glad that Alf is here to hear your piece when we do it later. So let's let you know the island you go as yet. Because you could enter on these discussions. And how we started a discussion, it was at a workshop with Alf. And the fund and the representative from Costcap told me, right, LaShawna, that 80% of our money for music and royalties is go overseas. So there's a Costcap representative. I've called in here earlier, so he recorded. Gail something, can't remember last name. Right.
Gail Callender.
Right. Uh-huh. So these people weren't speaking like well or callously. There's someone from Costcap. But that hurt my heart, LaShawna. 80%.
Yes.
But then we touched on another topic he was speaking about. Theatre arts. Because you know we got this thing about we do drama. But he's saying theatre arts is not just drama. Where did I come from?
Because a lot of people
lack of knowledge.
We focus that theatre. When you think of theatre, back in Shakespeare time, it was mainly what we call drama.
Okay.
But even back then, there are other elements that make up the theatre. So when we hear that our child wants to get into theatre, again, we still often think of the stage, but there are persons who do the rigging and the lighting who make more money than those on stage. Who build the set piece. You understand? And the props, that's part of theater.
Right.
And if you look at Winston Farrell and Rodney Grant, all those who came through theater for them was a serious outlet and understand the movement.
Everything.
Pinelands. There was a time that Pinelands was on a blacklist with Maastricht and different things. Pinelands used the theater to show the good of what was happening there.
We were saying an interesting quite at BCC, right? Me doing the theater arts program for a social degree. Like, you first year would do everything silly, but your second year you would find man doing tech. Like, man would just be working lights on the song on the stage.
And there's a fellow that left there about 4 years ago working on a cruise line.
Yeah, that Matthew Squares, my buddy.
A big one.
But wait, phones? Oh, let me go, man. Good evening. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. Welcome to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme on the nation's number one station. Good evening, manners and respect. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Sluggy.
Good evening.
Yes, turn on your radio.
Sorry about that. I'm just calling to say that I was part of this play.
Wait, who is this?
Listen, I know this voice here.
wait.
They're my best friends. No call speaking here all nice. This is my best friend, Michelle.
Wait.
For you kind of heard your voice. You was part of which play? Still Slaves?
Of course.
Which player? Still Slaves?
Yes. Yeah.
So we have question.
Wait. She got me in.
Alf, hold on. Come on, don't please talk. I've this child abuse that I heard about earlier. Where obviously he walked on the true bush. Like he said yes, it like okay. The show recorded, so he can't deny you say obviously
no,
he
met when walk. She's the only phone.
He met when I walked through bush, Michelle.
Not only bush, we walked from Warren to Six Road.
What you talking about?
Listen.
Yes.
Michelle, tell you whole story then.
Yeah.
Tell you whole story because if this is them is feel that I'd be joking.
From Warrens, say go ahead, me. Sorry for distracting you. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yes,
speak.
The Six Roads. I can't even remember the exact route, but yes, it was
True Farley Hill and St. Joseph.
True, all kind of places in front of my. I didn't even know it was possible to go to places. And then after that, every morning we used to go and get up before 5 o'clock to get ready to go jogging some part, other parts of the country, and come back before we get breakfast. Then at the gymnasium, we went down. Like I don't even know how much feet it was, but this well that we was in, and we were trying to get out, and crumbling, pointing on top of one of the trying to get out, it real slips for you, and it was. I ain't gonna tell you, it was an experience that I will never forget. I repeat this experience to all kind of people. So when I hear that this was on the radio, just now I have to call in to explain myself too. Yes, I'll fuck with true bear torture. But the beauty about it is that when we went to Nixa, we got a fantastic.
It was crazy.
Response.
Yeah, it was. Yes. It was that year. It was crazy because it was there because we be the best friends all our team, and it was there, and it the it was crazy. People couldn't believe that school children out it this year.
Michelle, what about the discipline in the group?
I think it took a while because everybody don't be on the same page, but eventually everybody saw the bigger picture and come together eventually, and
nice
it was
boy.
Perfect. Even at the gala, when we won the high school, we went to the gala, and I saw tears come from people's eyes in the audience, and it made me cry also, and I was like, I don't know, this is not a feeling that I will ever forget. And I thank Al for that experience.
You know, it's just like remember a gala for Jude Michelle, girl. People cry for it. I was like, these people are serious?
No, brother, see, like, until you said, but her story is unique, you know. You were Elizzy, right?
Yes.
Now, I want you to understand
this. She would have
stolen it. No, I told you, I taught this at the Alexandra School.
Yeah.
We got to understand how, the powerful force of theater.
Yeah.
Her mother, right, used to come down there and give me a hand. Her mother. She would come along with the mother. And instead of this girl going to do the theater at Ellerslie, she said she might want to play Alexandra. So Jeff Bruce scratched it though because you register as a school.
Yeah.
So Jeff Bruce had to give special permission for her as a student then to come over. And everything was then smooth sailing. I mean, it was amazing because people from outside want to come and join the Alexandra group at that time. Because of what was happening. Because you could eat junk food when we're rehearsing, you know. No, somebody was at the time drinking a black product in a bottle. I'm not going to give you people an ad. And I took it and I straightway. Because you're not supposed to eat junk food and drink anything. They might rehearsal, water and fruits. So even when they went to the hike and they had breakfast.
But dog, so you can't be a good actor with vote against suffer? Vote suffer?
No. Theater is disciplined.
Stay focused.
let me tell you, like, right?
And listen, let me tell you the route so you understand.
I know you gotta do because then the real hard ears. Because I tell you, she's my best friend. And we the real. When two hard ears, then how much people more hard ears now we?
Listen to me.
If you get to do that off, ain't no.
Follow this route. You know where the Alexander School is, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
We left school about 5 o'clock the evening.
Mm-hmm.
92, 5 o'clock. Turn left. So we ain't headed towards St. Philip yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we gone up towards
Farley Hill.
Now, from Farley Hill to St. Philip, you got to climb up 3 or 4 hills.
Yeah,
they're not excuse.
Yeah.
Nothing. So we went down, come up that horse hill. I decide then, you see me, I am going to take them through Cotton Tower Hill. I'm going to take them around the flat road. And you know Cotton Tower Hill, like so.
You.
Listen, and we turn left then. And where there was a lot of houses, I said, no, I want the bush. So I come to Kiang, going a different thing. So I came. Are you serious?
See this for a play at NIFCA.
It's a play, this preparation.
We call it earlier child abuse.
No, because they understood that. And the parents supported it. I wanted to know because Mr. Bruce had to send out letters to all the parents.
The parents
signed off. Only two of them decided to come and sleep over. Because you need, of course, you have males and females, so you have to have adults there.
Yeah, you the parents are glad that will help me.
When I got by Brayton and St. Philip, we stayed at the Church of the Nazarene in Woodburn. So instead of going around the Six Roads,
okay.
I didn't do that. I went through the back of Brayton Road Park, King Road, and the oil fields is, and we entered the campsite from behind at about 8 o'clock in night time. And they thought, we are here now, they can relax. Relax! Excuse me, have a shower, we're rehearsing.
Forget that it was a treasure hunt all the way
too. Oh yes, treasure hunt all the way. You had clues on the way, I gave you a clue, you better find it. You already know if you find it, the whole team got away.
So we're at Mish. Mish.
Yeah.
How we all use this on stage?
I think that it was motivation to be a great character because as the slaves were treated, so were we from our child abuse again. So I think that it was more realistic than ever.
Well, I say okay. So you remember that time where she crawled out here like tired and foot hurting, my knee can't move. I get you. So you tap into that experience.
But so bright and early the next morning, we could hear bear noise in the room, like, get her, it's time to go. I'm like, what are you talking about? We just get here.
But what got me when it's again? When I like it, though, when it's a come on, happy and fussy, that what got me? I didn't know it was that cruel.
No, it wasn't cruel. It was
so what you said, don't defend yourself, no, Charlie Bill. So, Michelle, when it's a come on, a happy day?
Because it was a beautiful experience, something that we never went through before, so I don't see why not.
You feel that would work today? I feel it will help. Sorry, you feel it will help today if you had more than things going on? On a reel?
Yes, and the fact that I went to LRC and that this was at Alexandra Place.
That's beautiful.
My mother actually went to LRC to the principal then, that was Mr. Corbin, and gave him a proposal to do drama at the school, but he didn't have enough faculty to do it. So then she went on to join Alpha Alexandra School, and that's how we got there. So that's incentive for other schools. Yes, you have talent.
Oh, that's a beautiful school, thing.
So just expose it.
And listen, a lot of them, they have taken those skills in life now, because you had to turn up to my rehearsal on time. You had to live as a family in my group. You see that whole idea of living together, you had to understand. You see relationship between males and females and respect. Mm-hmm. I had males in that group and females. But they know when it was time to bed, males one side, females the next. No, so you understand discipline.
Yeah.
And listen, I sleep in that door. I sleep at the door and then we wake up at 4 o'clock, okay? Because the slaves get wake up early to go and feel. So we're gonna rehearse.
Yeah, before you sound down.
And you don't got the maid here, so then you have to do your own breakfast. And ask her, the Saturday, everybody walk with your homework from school. Walk with your homework from school and you're doing your homework. There, I will give you a time to do your homework. It's discipline. We need to use theater. Not to force discipline, but to encourage. It's a motivation.
That's a beautiful. That any show saying that really is right. Right, Alf. Like obviously we the young, but I look at it with that time and me try to tell you all that time to know. I know how it comes, but there's certain things after that Michelle changed. They realize, like in terms of timing and handling time, because me know it's a man that used to need a lot of time. You know what I mean? That'll get your name sluggy too, which is evident, right? But like, be with Michelle now.
Look, my mother sent me a picture. All my children, they look.
Yeah. She don't send a picture.
This is when I won the Barbados Man America Award, and them children vote for that.
But I find, right, Michelle, that you the person, right, that could get a lot of things do in a little bit of time.
Because you understand discipline.
Yeah, like, me from young, because that time you had to be real young. I think you had about 14, and that time you was 15. Around that age, you get a lot of things though, I think. So I think it helped for real. But Mish, I would like to see more of that in school though.
It's true. There's a lot of different angles that could be touched. It's just who won't go further and start it is a starting point.
Yeah, we got to start.
Listen, if you got children that are aggressive and just put them in theater, put them in some aspect of theater. I've seen.
Right. Speak about that. You, I remember a time back. Years back. Right. I know your degree. Yeah. Come on, though. But I mean, years back, we were having a conversation. You were telling me how you use these children that were aggressive, how you channel that in the theater. Certain things you do to use them children.
Let me go even further back. I was a teacher at Spring Memorial School. And Miss Blackett did the same thing, Jeff Brooms. I believe he told him had a conversation. Miss Blackett said to me, there's a third form here where the girls are coming to school late. I said, come to school late, Miss Blackett. She explained to me that at that time my class was like 30. Out of the 30, 24 come to school late. The 6 that were coming early live like far out, but the 24 live close by school, come to school late, catch a particular van.
It's happened.
And I said, wait. So my first day, I went in classroom. And I waited 9:15 and class is now full. Class start at quarter now, you know, they can tell you and they can call in. I said, girls, as from today, that done. They thought I was joking. You see, next day, I said, excuse me, your lunchtime is mine. Buddy lunch, come back in classroom, nobody leaving. And then I started to have a conversation with them, and this name Pablo came up. Pablo's my good friend from Otto Ivino. I said, Pablo, who is he? They said, sir, this is a fella that he's conned out a van. And he's come and said, come girls, come girls, come girls, come girls.
You
and
guys are missing the movement.
And he got a little walk up thing he's doing, and girls is getting van. You don't walk out on girls, but he does that thing, you know me? Like how years ago, you know how the man in tongue selling nuts, Aki's in nuts aside. You're right, you're nuts man, right?
Yeah,
Pablo did that. I said, Pablo? They said, yes, we sketch Pablo, big right. I said, there's madness. So Pablo will pick up these girls at about 8:30, chat them all to you, even never in the school. You understand? Are you waiting free? Oh, Padmore, waiting time for Pablo. I said, want to see you? He said, what's this? I said, man, listen to me. You got my girls can't school late. Get my girls to school early. Me, you can be friends first. Or I go right with you. You ask the girls who is? They said, we got a madman teacher here. After about a week, I tell the girls, my call time, not your school one, my call time, Padmore call time is 8:30. Not Springer one. Springer one's quarter nine. Mine is 8:30. So if 8:31, you're not here, we have a problem. Girls came to school early. And I wrote, they play Pablo's Big Ride. What the girls there want? Pablo.
Now Pablo come from?
Yes. I wrote that play, and then we showed to the image of that experience, how girls could get into trouble and different things. So that was just the theme, right? And we used it, and you felt Pablo wink at Frank Hall, watch you play. And tell me, it changed your life. You hear what I tell you? So the girls then, one of the girls is a nurse now, somebody's working at prison. So that group there, ask Tino Best sister. She did, and I took that group walking to. We walked from Springer School to up St. John.
Listen, Michelle. Michelle.
Yes, please.
I'm really, really glad that you calling for real and shared and, you know, like, solidify this craziness I've used to do.
No, ain't crazy.
Solidify this arsenic. Go ahead, Mish.
I'm glad that I'll bring it back to life, because if I ever telling this story, it would have come across like a myth. This risen again.
Yeah, so I'm glad you calling. I'm glad you were seeing it. But
it's you a remember, thing. But you remember Butternut Skillet? But Skillet,
yeah,
from Israel Lover. Yeah. He was a bad boy, and Trevor Prescott put him into the theater. Yeah. So we have theater can do that. Don't be afraid of them.
But Mish,
a fellow aggressive. He got a story to tell.
Yeah. But thanks a lot, Mish. Thanks a lot for real. But I know you can keep it locked, so I gotta tell you that. And of course, you know, I love you with everything in me.
They love you too.
See manners and respect.
Bye, Al. And say hi to your mommy for me.
Al, she tell you say hi to your mommy for sure.
Yeah, but there's my mother on the phone now.
Mommy calling friend.
Mom.
Yes, please.
He can hear you. Tell him.
Yes, Lovey, that is discipline, and that is what I give my child.
Okay, mommy. I invest you. That is your child. You don't want to be arrested. So I can't call it child abuse on the radio. So I agree with you, mommy. It is discipline. I'm Barbados. I'm wrong. It is not child abuse. It is called discipline. Said mommy Padmore. Okay, mommy.
Good.
All right, mom. Later.
Child abuse.
All right, Mish. Ma, we can talk later. Thank you very much. Yeah, and believe me, we can take a quick break from all the madness, Seeley. Thanks for rescuing me. Because this boy Alpha get me arrested. We do people children. But not for two. We can take a break and come back to more beautiful stories on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
All right. Just about 18 away from 7 is our time. Wow. It's Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We're getting some more stories. 18 away from 7. Seven o'clock.
We be here only 5 minutes. We be here.
Hold on. This program is
6 and 7.
6 to what?
7.
So he says 5 past 6.
He says 18 minutes
18 to 7
to the hour of
7 o'clock
1900
and you know I even speak to you about my experience with youth service and pageants on there, so yeah.
Nah, but I mean, but
and I don't want you to forget or
no right so that's what I'm saying so
we got she covered and she got questions for you. She got she covered
and she, got questions for me, so
and she ain't just here no like you know what I mean she we can be doing
no I got respect for her opinion no she's different
we can be doing enough to get it done where you got she covered. She's trying to shave away from but she got a beautiful voice. I mean just for just for pure poetry, Alf. I mean, she speak real and friendly heart and very knowledgeable. But Lashana, you hear these things that Alf put these children through.
Yes.
And Mommy Padmore says not child abuse because she just said that one was a daughter to Alf.
Yeah, one was a daughter that looks after my mother, no?
I honestly feel like him and brother daddy had a talk. because I went to lodge.
Wait, don't tell me that. Wait, brother daddy is my boyfriend. I love brother daddy. Don't give me no horror story of brother daddy.
It's not a horror story.
Go ahead.
I thought that I was being brilliant because Shelly-Ann Bourne, who was my teacher, she entered me to do theater art CSC because at the time she saw something in me that I could do the CSC without doing a class.
Oh, okay.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
She was like, as long as you got natural talent, I could put you to do CSC. So I sang. Well,
Shelly-Ann Bourne?
Yes.
Well, big up she for that.
So I was saying, all right, easy. I could write a piece, but you had to write a Beijing thing. So I said, I could write by landship. We could do walk up, go down. And you could get easy air, right?
You just.
They want a rehearsal. Miss Moore say, bring in somebody for winner. See, brother daddy walk through the door. But I see this old guy behind him. So I didn't know it was the Admiral. We go up on the stage. Me and my best friend go up on the stage. Admiral, lift those knees and to the floor. Don't listen what? To me. Me so and my best friend said, don't cry. Every bone. Wait,
are you didn't know this did happening? Not, you didn't know this thing happen?
Bones I did not know that could hurt. Areas of my body that I didn't know.
Brother daddy did this?
Big man.
I'm sure he's listening.
Big man. I will never forget that. We had to actually learn the movements of the landship to do this.
That would hit you that. This is a different experience. That would hit you that. You, this is real. And just like, what you seeing?
I didn't break up. Me and my girlfriend, Lisa. Lisa, big up yourself. Me and Lisa sit down and cry many days.
Cha.
Hurting, big man.
Like, cry for real, real?
Real tears.
Chubby.
I did not know there were ligaments in my legs that could hurt so bad after going down to lower town.
So, wait. You did, wait, for the first. He entered you. She entered you.
You know, when you do theater arts, you have to do you
the
have
class.
To play,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you have to do the play for the CSC invigilator.
Right.
I got to be. I felt good.
Oh, nice boy, nice.
I gotta be, but I failed actual exam. I did really bad.
You written?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know nothing.
But obviously, well, you'd never do class.
I didn't know much, but I still passed. I got back a 3. I was happy, content.
You get the CSE back still?
Yeah, I didn't do a class.
But doing the class?
Yeah.
Who is he teaching now? Who's Shelly-Ann Bourne?
Mm-hmm.
Big up Shelly-Ann Bourne, man. Like, she's you know, there's certain things you can't teach, but that had to be. That had to be a natural thing.
Yeah, I was just always gifted with writing. So
before that, though, you was writing.
When
I mean, how she know you natural because you would get in trouble or because
well,
she see you writing?
She was my English teacher. So
okay,
I used
okay.
To write poems and things.
Lang or lit?
I think she used to do lang and lit. But I was always engrossed in lit, more lit than lang. Lang was to me easy.
So from you writing, she think that you could act.
I think because I'm a very dramatic, I'm a natural dramatic person.
Yeah, okay.
So I used to enjoy writing. So I would have done perform that speech day, written poems for speech day and so on. So when she came in, she saw my knack because you were act out Shakespeare in class.
Okay,
had this knack for larger than life personality. So I think that she saw that. It was like, nah, boy.
And from she seeing that, that when she decided she would enter you,
she came to me and she told me. Then she told my mother that you would have to pay to do the exam. And my mom said, "All right, got paid. How much it is?" And it was, I think at the time it was like 28 something.
Yeah, yeah.
Alf could probably tell me the.
Wrong with that.
And my mom said, "That's only if you could pass this thing." I said, "But yeah, man, writing, performing."
And mommy pay, but big up mommy here. Big up mommy for wow. real. Yeah, so
and they get it back and they jump up. I remember being like, mommy, I passed the theater arts, and she's like, wait, what? But you all went to the you don't do that. Well, I must say, Miss Bourne did give us some lunchtime classes so I could get up to scratch, but
okay,
I was not.
You know Shelly-Ann Bourne?
Yeah,
Shelly-Ann Bourne is amazing.
She's good.
Believe it or not, Arrow Barrel Weekend, two of us perform at the same event, and she performed first. And then I came out after, and it was such a humbling experience.
that lately going here?
Yes.
You did that was the flower thing?
I did. I Church performed thing? At Patsy. They have a Friends of Girl Guides annual luncheon every year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the ladies are old. I don't want to say old. Mature. Mature. They were former Girl Guides, former Rangers, who are now, you know, in their twilight years and need some entertainment. So
nice boy.
And
the same lady that got you to do the theater arts,
so when I had to perform after her, you can imagine I was there like
Yeah, that different.
In my mind, because I'm watching her perform and I'm like, oh my God, she's so amazing. And then the lady like, you up next. And I'm like, hold on a minute. Before I go up, you must say, this was my English Lit t-shirt. This was my Tierra Arts t-shirt. Like,
yeah.
You know, like she helped mold me. You know?
Life is weird, B.
And I performed after her and then she clapped for me and I was there having my moment.
But
I mean,
seeing that kind of wrong, it'd be weird.
I was freaking out.
Especially with art, because you know art is reflect life a lot. Like she got you in and she got you to be doing the theater arts CSC. And then you see you actually experience that you didn't get you before because she bring in the fellow
Miss Bourne made sure that we had fun with English Lit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no surprise that when I got back my CSC, I did extremely well. I got back a 2, and I barely missed a 1, and I was upset with myself because she made theater arts class was used to actually good school, and you won't go to Miss Bourne class because you get to act out. So you're doing, if you're doing, let's say you're doing Green Days by the River, somebody is Shelley, somebody is, who's your name? Shelley and who the other body name character? Rosalie, somebody's Rosalie's father.
That's right.
We having that conversation in class, and everybody will come back next week. We doing Macbeth.
Nice boy. Macbeth,
somebody is Shylock. Yeah. Somebody is, you know. So you got that in class, and you getting to act it out. You getting to read it out. You could do it in your Bajan vernacular. Mm-hmm. You know. So you had. I wish when I could see how excited I am. You can see.
Yeah, I wish people also could see for real.
You can see all. You can have that whole
thing. That way we gotta get video.
All she has to do is go on her phone and do Facebook.
No, that way saying if you record, we need, and it's saying if you record again, because the show's recorded, we need video. You know, we need that the whole of Barbados, not only here, but see this, because we are performers, being just maybe that's people that speak. We are performers also, and it's sure people see some of these things to be beautiful. But it's good that, let me say it, because when we come down and do BJ Rhythm and Rhyme on a big show like in Queen's Park, Steel Shed Life, I'm sure they will pay and come. So.
No, do you have your permission to piggyback on something she's saying?
Of course.
No, I was in New York at the time. I got to go back. My mother, from when I was young, would take me, and I know she's listening. And when I asked her why, it was because my mother was very protective of her child, so she didn't leave in her child with everybody. On Tushable's tent at the time, every Friday and Saturday would be in Princess Margaret School, or people listening would call it primary. My mother, at that time, to go to the tent was just $10 here. $10! Would take me into the tent, silly. I would sit up front. And I would look and see this man larger than life, a man called Matt Fingo. Peoples! Ow! And he introducing people, and Matt Fingo, this is, and that's our voice. And I would say, you? But I could do that. And I'm watching this man as a little boy in the Sunday school. And I'm watching this man over and over. And I was intrigued. And then how this other slim fella named Red Plastic. Because from small, he had this intrigued thing. Where is he got performed last? He sung the best, but got performed last. Then I learned to understand the show would build up towards excellence. So a newcomer would perform first. And then I said to myself one time, I want to be like this man. And I had the opportunity of And when Matt Fingal introduced me on stage at the Caribbean Comedy Fest in Barbados. Listen, people saw me come off happy, but they understand that I didn't happy because of how the crowd reacted. I was like, I am on stage with my mentor. I want you to understand what I'm on stage with my mentor. There was a time that I wanted to not study anymore. And Matt said, man, no. You left school with some CXs, go to O level and do a couple more. And Matt would push me. Matt was at my graduation at university because they would give me some invitation. I made sure he was there and Red Plastic by.
Nice boy.
Because they helped hold my hand.
After they know this here though. I didn't know
Matt Fingal continued. There was a time that he inspired me for 6 months because I tell you that I want to do a particular course. I could be driving and he said, Matt, head in front. I call him, he ain't answering the phone.
I used to have a serious infatuation with Matt Fingal seeing it on TV because at the time I was young and it saw in paper, Matt protest in tongue by himself.
Yeah, because there was an issue at the law school.
And Matt said that teachers can't get the boys control. But when you're young at that time, I don't think it was a secondary school yet. You know what I mean?
Matt went with a placard.
And
by himself.
But I always like reading paper. Even when I'm at school and doing the work, always reading and talking.
If I could interject, one thing I must say about Matt, and this is one thing that stood with me, because I went to law just and reinstate that.
By the way, he taught my mother. Yeah. So you know how young he is.
Matt said something to me that I always, Matt used to say, When you're talking to him,
where did she finish?
When you're talking to Mac, you had to look him in his eyes.
Yes.
And you had to talk to him.
Yeah.
If you are a slave, look down.
There you go.
There are no slaves here. And from going there, talking to people is a breeze. Because
if he was a slave?
Yeah, if he's a slave, look down. Because there is the in slavery.
Wait. Listen to me.
Understand the story.
When it freaked me out, because this week here, I was studying my age, right? Mm. So I was saying, but if I'm in my 30s, it was saying Jay-Z, this is obviously artist, right? Mm. We're going to be 50 or 51, right?
Yeah.
So then I said, wait. Then I was studying Matt and Baig. It's quite remember that Baig was a little man and Matt was a big man, right?
Right.
So I was saying, if Baig is a couple years older than me, Baig was 16, right? So they saying, like, but I refuse to believe up to now. I know she's talking about what Matt think also, because that's something that comes from my grandfather. So my grandfather knows, say my grandfather be early 80s. So Matt will go be like
70
years old.
Yeah, hold on. Let me put this in perspective.
Matt is 70 for real?
No, I don't know the exact, but he asked me so.
How old are you?
Me? Uh-huh. You want me to say that on age? I'm going to write it here because my students ain't supposed to know that. I never told them.
If he was that age, Matt would be 70. Be that's I crazy. Never but no, Matt look so hard. But Matt like that?
But hold on. My finger taught my mother, you know?
Exercises. What?
My finger taught my mother at Princess Mary School.
Be no. You sure then?
Hold on.
What are you doing to me?
Ask my mother and my mother would
this
tell you.
This man was my hero. I really love Matt finger.
Hello. Hold on. She gave me a story where the girls, because President Mary had this big flare skirt.
Uh-huh.
And if a girl forgot her gang's pants home, Matt would take a pin and tell them, pin it. So you pin the middle of the skirt so it become like a pants. And Matt would run still. Ask my mother. My mother is there now. You pin it.
But Sluggy, to explain the notion, he said when you were on the plantation and master spoke to you, you were looked down.
Yeah. Because to look up would be rude.
To look up would be rude. So now we're no longer slaves. You don't have to look down.
No, but no. The reason why it was freaked out, because I know it because I raised my grandmother. Right. And my grandmother, brown skin, you know, and she mother half white.
Yeah.
So, you know, like my family, you know, saying family camp halfway, yeah. Camp for Curacao or whatever. So I know that because the like my upbringing, but most people my age will know that. But you know, because of the grandmother child. So reason why I was amazed because I was in my mind still. I still know this young man that I see in the leggings. Come on, leggings, but
yeah.
You can't spot nothing funny about it.
No.
Even if it was
a he understands.
But even if it was a Yankee, I'm just saying that Matt used to wear leggings, but he used to appear real manny and strong, yes, and stout and firm. Remember telling you see Matt protesting by himself at the school, children getting in trouble.
So have you not know, Matt made the Calypso finals on a number of occasions? A lot of people know that?
Yeah, come on.
Matt, but not a lot of people think that he's only a coming. Matt Fingal wrote his songs and made the Pick of the Crop finals more than once.
But Matt used to break my heart at Pick of the Crop. No, I read Mary because if Matt had ever cared about Pick of the Crop, yeah, Matt would have been it. Mm-hmm. Matt Fingal died, made the kind of writing songs and he could sing too. So like
you see song 21-9? He had foresight with that. Yeah, 21-9.
Did nothing he used to do too. You know what I mean? Like
a song like Uno Set.
Yeah, like, I mean like
that was so close to the bar, right?
But and then another thing like no Uno Set. Yeah. Right. But this is something everybody was seeing in the communities around, you know, bodybuilders, whatever.
Yeah.
You know the rumor, yeah. No Uno Sex. The problem, silly. So 5 minutes he tell me.
To do it?
To go. But you know, like no owner sex. I'm just saying you might real risky with this though. Mm. But when you listen to it, they can't do nothing with it.
No.
But that word.
That word. You got bicep, tricep. Okay, that's that set. Any language.
He teaching about it. She said that she went to law school. Mm-hmm. I might tell you don't look down.
And a song called I Ain't Gonna Be No Slave Again. Matt has written a lot of philosophical songs.
You would forget what that song
I Ain't Gonna Be No Slave Again. Please let me understand that.
Yo, this is about the forward thinking.
Yes.
I go get convo with Matt because
you sure you want one?
Yeah, the good thing on radio.
Hold on, you sure you want one?
Why?
Listen, you all will have to get sponsored for 4 hours. Because if Matt started to tell you about the lodge experience alone.
I get shoes, right?
And then the BFE experience. Yeah. And then how he took
but
the
shoes, right?
And blood,
mm-hmm,
from being out there so and but tell we sneak in many schools to, yeah, do classes and things, you know.
But I can show saying with Matt and 92.9, right? Because the boxing doing it, right?
Mm.
Like The good thing about what we do these here, like this show and all we do, and all the information history, can be recorded and put it online. So it can
of course.
Be there forever. So we just do it already. Because for me, obviously I would like the government, I would like to be doing it, going around, speaking to this man on camera, recording it so he can see it. But I ain't glad that we hit the ball first. You know what I mean? Be the rhythm and rhyme. So they can't do it now because we do it first.
Of course.
So he can come in. If Matt take 4 hours, we can oblige. You know what I mean? Like Punka come. Love it, come back and tell me he ain't done yet, because he can't done. This man got real knowledge of. And I want to know, like, what we doing with this knowledge. I want you this question before. I want to show you do this piece that I want to hear real bad. Right. But, and plus, like, I tell she already, and, like, don't care what she say, she just come in once, you know what I mean? She got to come and co-host with me and thing, because I like she voice and she vibe. So, don't feel that's getting it. It's easy. I know, I speak to that much about it in private, but you know, you tell me from here, so you can't, you ain't going to back out in front of all the Barbados. But Alf.
Yes, sir.
You ready? Because you the left-hander?
Yeah.
Shh. You want to hear people?
What do you want from me?
you very on Marley. What we doing? What we doing? What we can do with this history, bro? Like,
but it has to be documented.
Like, think of Bajan, rhythm and rhyming, the truest saints, whether it's all the art form, whether the acting, drama, singing, you know, dancing. What we doing with this history?
You are on the right path, because what is happening, there are a lot of songs.
But I ain't sure how else to use it. You know, it'd be real. I know how to put it to the people, but I want to know what else
Sluggy,
can we do with it.
Sluggy, struck the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said that this program is going to be there. So which means that the world has it. So if you miss it, the world can take it and replay it. So what Starcom is doing is providing that archival system, because you can then go and pull it down and play it again. So you have to continue to push persons to come in here. The only addition you need is a video part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So persons can come in here and see, because there are persons who would not have seen Matt Fingal in a long time.
Are here.
And
enough of these stories, Matt, people don't know about Matt. Enough of these stories that we say today.
So they only think Matt is a comedian, but I keep saying to people, Matt is a social commentator, you know?
Yeah, not a comedian, but
Matt Fingal has 2 degrees, boss.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matt Fingal has 2 degrees. People don't understand that side of him.
Yeah.
And the thing is, especially at large, he was retired, you know. Matt used to come up to the school, and you would see the bad boys. If Matt just
wait. He was retired?
Retired.
Go ahead, sorry.
And if Matt just walked in class, you would see all the bad boys that would do crap, that were running, hiding the cane ground from doing class once Matt at the school. You would hear. Silence. Not a boy once.
Sir coming. And you know, I tell you your story about St. George Secondary School with me, you know. I taught St. George, and Ziggy can tell you, along with a fellow named Nala.
$2 philosopher,
yeah,
Nala?
Nala can tell you. We took students at St. George School that were at risk, that they call. Yeah. And I did a play inside there. We went all the way to Gallatu. St. George Secondary School. I had fellas that was a hoodoo in the cane room behind St. George. I went for them and bring them on stage.
The 2000s?
I can tell you the year now. I went to the youth service in 1999. That was 1998. I went for them boys. I said, man, I got a send for y'all. What did you say, sir? I want one a story. And we put the boys on stage. Nala and myself. And the fellow who owned, oh, Lord, I can get his name now. Oh, he got a company now, a production company. His father used to work at UE. I can get it for you. Trust me, before you program, I will get the name for you. And we were all there. Because one time he was the manager of Frank Coleman Hall.
He was the manager there.
And I took those students again in theater. I like working with them students. They all have a story. See, they got a story, you know. They just want outlet. They got a story. How you know they got a story? I volunteered with the prison. And if you go up there,
1998 it is probably in fifth form. Listen, we and St. George main fight so bad. St. George, St. George school used to be so cruel, Alf. Yeah. In 1998, because that was my time.
When a man go to play football, right, it's a problem.
Listen, if you play against a man, don't beat him too bad. Or them get beat you.
So you had a lady named Miss King. Miss King is now the chairman. Miss King is now the chairman of Foundation School.
Oh, yeah, you hear me.
And Miss King can tell you, at that time, I was trying to remember the lady. She was a principal at St. Michael's. Then she went on to be the chief education officer, Miss Watson. And I shut down the school for an afternoon, right? Because there was a person at the school who said, I can't use the hall. No, the hall has a stage. A stage is made for theater. And somebody come and say, I can't use the hall. And my students are vexed now. So you understand? You know what I did? The next morning, I told the students, we are assembling by the tree in the yard and we're rehearsing it here. The student said, all right, sir, if you rehearse here, we're not going in the classroom. I said, but you all going in the classroom? I said, but they started disrespecting Frank Hall. I went for the principal. And they said, sir, ma'am, we are staying with Mr. Padmore. And it went to the board. And it went to the Ministry of Education. And the woman said, Mr. Padmore, what did you do? I said, ma'am, I'm giving these students an opportunity to figure out themselves.
That all it was, but you had a way right off, and
the students rallied
and they said people ain't know this side of you a lot, but you had a way right of like taking like quote unquote the misfits, right? And in theatre, because not people know about you writing, you know, I talk writing songs, writing poetry. Mm-hmm. Not people know I say that way too, that means you can't have one conversation on air because
so you plan to bring back
a lot.
Well, you will have to because time is up and yeah. We haven't heard or a guest performance, so we want to make sure we get her in, and then we're going to run the piece from Alf as well.
No problem.
I didn't find the one you were asking for, but I found something else we can go on yours after we hear from our good friend here.
But Alf, you gone? But before we go to my friend Lashana, Alf, we gotta have some more convos because this knowledge and info you got, and so many people know you as an MC and a comedian, but they don't know the theatrical side of you and all these scenes that you tell us today. And I bet you are going through half of the stories yet, like you never have. So you have to come back. But I really appreciate you teaching me and showing me knowledge, bro. Like from my heart, like I don't wait to show appreciation. I really, really appreciate it. And Lashana, I glad that you'd be available anytime they call, you know, you always got a kind word, you always got knowledge if you got A4, and I respect you for that because you're the sister that really about the art form and both sides, the performance side and the educated side. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate you for that, and I can use you a lot as well. So you just trying to nice one out, bottom and up before you work with him. So thank you very much, and I want to hear that piece, please.
Good.
Okay. So the piece is called Candidate C.
Yeah.
And it's spelled Candidate and then the big letter C in brackets. So here it goes.
Yes.
Your Honor, he tried to kill me. I said he's not a candidate for jail. You deaf? But he near killed me. I'm a child. I said he is not a candidate for jail. Not a candidate for jail. Despite countless reports, countless times I went to the police station broken and bruised. I tried to use the system, but the system made bear mock sports at me. So what if I take matters into my own hands? What if I decide to kill he? Maybe then they will understand me. Your Honor, I said he is not a candidate for jail. But this man tried to sell me drugs and I almost died. He sold me weed and lace it. I could have lost my life. He can't walk free. He is not a candidate for jail. We ain't sending jail he. How many more people have to OD before you see? Your Honor, with all due respect, I was hungry. That's why teeth the salt bread man. I didn't mean to. But you are known to the court. Known to the court, sir, is an understatement. To know and to be known is the reason why people claim Barbados has two Barbadoses. It's why some people get bail and others go to jail. It's the apparent biases on someone's name, color, class, and creed. Why one man goes to jail for a minor offense, a white-collar criminal gets freed. But, Your Honor, domestic violence is a serious crime. You going to wait till you take my life? You sending the wrong message. He going to take this slap on the wrist and run with it. How many times I tell you already, he is not a candidate. Candidates run for elections. Candidates run for president. Candidates are from the higher social strata. And if you fall in the New Orleans or Nelson Street area, you are a candidate, a great candidate, the best candidate for HMP Dodds. Look, the court is fair and just for all, but in my opinion, only the weaker ones fall. Those that can afford to have a QC defend them has got a better chance of not having to worry about dropping the soap when they take off their pants, but justice is for all. Your Honor, that cop, he beat me. He beat me for no reason. He literally was afraid of my complexion. He said that he could kill me and no one would ask questions because I'm just another statistic on a linear scale. Because I'm black. I'm a black Negro in a world where the president has ordered a shoot to kill. So who cares about justice when enforcing the law causing to a racist, misogynist? Your Honor, I'm a first offender. I didn't mean to kill him. I swear it was not my fault. He came at me with a knife, and by default, I had to protect myself. Please don't send me to jail, because up there, I can't defend myself. I'm only 19 and have a bright future ahead of me. I know I live in the pine, but please have mercy on me. Give me community service. I don't mind. I promise I could do each hour and don't waste the court time. I know I was wrong, and I asked him for forgiveness. Forgiveness? You come to the court asking me for forgiveness? You gotta learn about forgiveness when you get to jail and reflect on the life you took. Pause. We need to have a serious conversation about Barbados' justice system and how it ostracizes the same persons from the same neighborhoods where others walk free. It hurts me to see us saying someone is not a candidate for jail when we have so many persons who belong in jail but walk the streets free because they are an apparent asset to the country. But what message are we sending to young persons looking on? That if you have money, you don't go to jail. If you live in the ghetto, you get locked up. If you commit a capital offense, it's easier to get bail than if you steal a fingernail clip. Resume. Your Honor, I'm a poet. It's my job to discuss these things as I see it. But remember, you have persons looking on who are wondering if justice is being served, or if your biases are very apparent in court, or if you decided beforehand the outcome of the situation. If that is the case, Barbados has a serious problem. Because a candidate for jail should be based on all the facts of the case. If the facts don't show his innocence, let the jury decide his fate. But we can't sit and determine based on color, class, or creed who is a candidate for jail and who isn't. Because it will lead to a social uprising in the communities. Mark these words as I say them. Nothing else, Your Honor.
Yay. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. Ashana, I love that. And
candidate C.
Yeah, candidate C. But quick, what inspired that though? The court papers.
I was inspired by reading. As you know, I used to be a reporter before. And every time I read a court section, it would be another situation where I feel as though someone from a lesser quote-unquote social strata is being arrested for a misdemeanor. And I would read cases atop of cases where the white-collar criminals who, when you see the address, they live in for St. George or St. James or St. Philip or Redlands Plantation, without calling names, and you will see them walk away free or hold press conferences or do whatever they want to do. But people that teeth fingernail clips, people that teeth salt bread, misdemeanors going up. So I say, you know what? I need to write a piece about this. And then the catalyst was the lady that the whole Douglas Frederick case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All he claimed he had facts. Mm-hmm. And the woman, you know, it is alleged that the man ran the woman off of the road with the child in the car.
So
and
all
then
this,
had a cutlass.
All this was inspired.
All of this year happened, and the man was not a candidate for jail.
Oh.
So I kept on using that word, candidate, and candidate C, you know, is a play on words. Because a candidate...
Art imitating life.
Yeah, because a candidate should run for elections, right?
Yeah.
But in this case, the candidate... And who is a candidate for jail, we realize more often, 75% of the time, it is someone from those areas I mentioned, Nelson Street, Orleans, Pine, those Jackmans, those areas.
So you got a little more deeper meaning than just trying to make sense sound good.
No, Winston Farrell told me years ago, a poet must be willing to be a social commentator. Right. If you're serious about commentary. Right.
So yes is the answer. You just to know about it. You mean yes.
I mean yes. Right. My poetry is commentary and edutainment. Mm-hmm. All in one.
Nice. Listen, I really, really appreciate your art. And like I said, I ain't telling you thank you yet. I tell you thank you still, but I ain't finished using you as yet. You ain't finished using me either. You know, be here.
Easy.
I here for you. You know, you here for me. You know what that I mean?
Easy.
And I really respect your art for real. Like, you can't be so awesome, you know what I mean? And the public not hear you. And that is from me and from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for really appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you much, much more. Much more. Alf!
I hear you.
I ain't finished with you.
We want to hear
you
something.
You vet saw Sandor.
We want to hear something.
You gave me something before you left? So he playing it?
He playing it.
We want to hear a couple of
I'm just going to play a piece that we have.
These celebrities, series.
We are way past
listen,
our time.
Listen to me before you left here. These celebrities.
Are way past our time.
These celebrities getting real funny.
Like Alf?
I ain't calling a boy name. So what I'm going to say, thank you very, very much, Mr. Seeley.
You are welcome.
Thank you very, very much, Star Combian. You got 17. 13, that is not way past your time. Barbados worth more than 13 minutes. This is 100% Beijing. After this year, we can go back to playing music and then sending away $100,000 to other people. So thank you for the 13 minutes and Barbados, thank you as well.
I try my best to help, sir. So,
and listen to me, 92.9, my people outside, everyone, thanks a lot for putting up with me. Thanks for listening to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Thanks for making 92.9 number one. This is your boy Sluggy Dan. I'm here every Saturday at 6 p.m. bringing you 1000% Barbadian art and culture. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Seeley, I appreciate you, my brother.
No problem at all. Next week, same time.
Manners and respect.
All right, this is a piece from Carl Alf Padmore, Beijing Love For You.
Less than the moon around my island. Let me enthrall you, my Beijing girl. When I'm finished, you will feel like you have traveled all over the world. Please come. Come, let's honeymoon right here in BIM. You will enjoy it, my first lady. White House treatment. FBI style. Fabulous. Beauty. And intrigue. The love I will show you will be very thick and comforting. Like the walls of St. Nicholas Abbey or the ones at Sunbury Plantation. Girl, I plan to restore the tattered, teary walls of your heart. Like how they plan to restore Sam Lars Castle and the redid Bushy Park. This is no ragged point, but it's a lighthouse to give your soul a lofty lift. So serene it will be. It's like looking out from Cherry Tree Hill or Hackington's Cliff. Darling, we can stop at Codrington College and prayerfully unite our hearts. You see, I don't want any mysteries like the Christchurch Chase Vault. So like a chattel house, I will want to stand graceful and decent. So that when we take off, you will exclaim, I know I'm wetting your appetite, but girl, you're my Beijing queen. And the depths of my affection will make you call me Atlantic Submarine. I will pose erect and proud like that lion at Gun Hill. Please check this. You will grind your sweetness like the windmill at Morgan Lewis. Because this is true Beijing love expressing. Ask Camel Braffett or George Lamin. And if you want another opinion as well, then girl, go to heaven and ask Janet Lane Clark or Alfred Pragnell.